You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, I've got to disagree. I have got to disagree. Some of you wrote me saying that the ER doctor that took care of Michael Jackson or pronounced him dead looks like me. I am looking at the ER doctor now. She doesn't look like me at all. Okay, true, her hair is messy. It doesn't look brushed. She's got gray sprouts. Wait, you guys got a point here. Yep, she's got gray roots, hair not brushed. She's talking with her hands. Doesn't really wear a lot of makeup. No, I don't see any facial hair on her. Not me. Okay, Dr. Rochelle Cooper apparently was, being examined by prosecution and, had informed the jury and informed the court that when Conrad Murray had been present when Michael Jackson was in the ER, he failed to disclose that he had given Michael Jackson propofol. He had admitted that he had given Michael Jackson a little lorazepam, which is like a little Ativan, kind of like a Valium, earlier, but failed to mention the propofol. And usually, you know, whenever you bring a patient to the ER and the ER doc is, you know, when I used to do ER, you know, I actually did more talking than doing. I mean, you have to get a history and you have to, you know, you have to get a thorough history fast. What did he take? What did he do? What does his eyes look like? Did he say anything? What was his demeanor? You know, you're trying to get everything, but you would think something that important like the propofol would have come out. And I guess that's what the prosecution is trying to make a case for. Conrad Murray spent ample amount of time trying to grab the vials of the propofol during the initial cardiac arrest event and the aftermath after that. And he didn't bring the vials to the ER. You'd think he would, you know, be grabbing all the vials to bring to the ER saying, look, analyze this, do what you can. And they're trying to make a case that he hid it. So it's going to be still interesting to watch his case. I'm dying to hear the defense because right now it's looking like Dr. Murray is getting fried. But really, people, you think I look like the ER doc? You know what? I don't know why she has such long hair. When I worked ER, I had to keep my hair shorter. I wanted to. It kind of was shoulder length, you know, because I like long hair. I think I look sexier, you know, with the long hair. I get to kind of flip it around. But the hair would keep coming in, you know, into the wound, you know, trying to drain a rectal abscess. My hair would get caught in that. So I always had to put it up, or I'd have to wear one of those shower cap thingies. I don't know how an ER doc can get away with long hair. But I don't know if I need to take that as a compliment or not. But I get that all the time. People think I look like Mary Lou Henner. They say I look like, you know, from Taxi. I'll take that. I'll take that. I mean, you know, I you know what? Nobody says I look like Pamela Lee Anderson. No, really, no. No, I don't look like Kim Basinger, nothing. No, Cheryl Teagues, no. All right, that's fine. Oh, I look like, who was the guy that smoked pot on Taxi? The one with the crazy hair. Oh, I can't think of his name. I know it's just tip of my tongue. The Christopher Lloyd character. That's who I've been told I look like. Okay. We are taking your medical questions. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I don't really want to look like Pamela Lee Anderson. I really don't. I'd fall over. I'd be top heavy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your medical questions, your calls, your comments, who I look like. What I need to do with facial hair. All right. Enough of that. We're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And of course, please follow me on Twitter. Okay. What's going on here? A man was hospitalized in Italy because he gouged out his own eyes during mass at church. Oh my gosh. Aldo Biaccini, 46 years old, born in Britain, but lives in Italy, tore both his eyes out with his bare hands in front of a 300 person congregation. On church Sunday, he said he heard a voice telling him to rip his eyes out. Now, it's very difficult to rip out your own eyeballs. I mean, they are really in there tight. I know they make jokes on Pirates of the Caribbean, and they, well, that's a prosthetic eye. But, you know, I know Tom and Jerry eyeballs are falling out all the time, but it's actually very difficult. You got a lot of muscles, you got nerves, you got vessels. And I don't know how he did it, but apparently he did. The emergency responders did pick up both the eyeballs from the floor of the church, but were unable to replant. Okay, now why am I telling you guys this about a guy ripping out his eyeballs? That's scary stuff. Because he said he heard a voice. He said a voice told him to do it. You know, I think one of the most underdiagnosed mental conditions is schizophrenia. And with schizophrenia, one of the hallmark symptoms is you hear voices. You get delusions, whether they're auditory or visual hallucinations, but you hear voices. And no, that's my voice on the radio. Yeah, no, your radio's on, right? If your radio's on, it's me. Don't worry, you're not hearing voices. Don't worry, it's okay. But if you're hearing a voice not as pretty as mine, yeah, maybe you do have schizophrenia. And it's crazy because you wonder if so many of these crimes that are done by people who were told you need to do this. Just like with children. I mean, you'll have parents hurt their children and they'll say it's because Satan told me. I mean, it is such a scary thing. And unfortunately, most people with schizophrenia don't get diagnosed right away. I mean, when you have very, very severe schizophrenia, yeah, you know, because you'll see their erratic behavior. They can't keep a job. But there's a lot of mild schizophrenics out there that hide it. They're very highly functioning, and they'll hide it. They'll say, I don't hear voices, because they know something's wrong, and they hear the voice, and they can't get out of their head. And this voice is telling them something, and we don't know where the voice comes from. We don't know. You know, I know some people said, well, hearing voices come from the Bible. Remember Samuel? God was talking to Samuel. See, if I ever thought I heard a voice, I wouldn't think it was schizophrenia. I would think it was the Lord, right? Because, you know, the Bible, God would talk to Moses. God would talk to everybody. You know, that's just what he did. You know, back then you got to talk to the Lord. It was nice. You know, nowadays, the Lord has never talked to me. Yeah, he'll give me a sign. But listen, people, if you're hearing voices, it may not be the Lord. I have to just say that. Just get yourself checked, because it could be an issue. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Aspirin possibly causing blindness. Daily aspirin on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around a house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each, or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of a body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, and I said that without a lisp. You hear that? Sassy and Stimulating. Have to be careful. I know I have a lisp. I know sometimes you guys hear it. Dr. Dolly, you keep saying Sassy and Stimulating. I'm sorry. I'll try to watch it. We got Kyle in the house tonight. Try not to gross Kyle out with any abscess stories below the belt. It's going to be tough. So this story is for Kyle, so he doesn't get sick. This is daily aspirin could be tied to vision loss. And I know a lot of you take aspirin daily. I don't want you all to freak out. I read the article. Yeah, I actually do read the articles before I report them. I mean, sometimes I do read them on air, and you guys catch me, you know, because I'm like, oh, wait a second. Like, no. But this one I read before, so I'm prepared. Oh, yeah, please call it at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Questions, comments, if you've read the article. All right. See, I need cliff notes. You don't know how much work I have to do to prepare for these shows. A lot of reading. I need my reading glasses. Okay, so seniors who take aspirin daily are twice as likely to have a late-stage macular degeneration. Now, are you guys familiar with this whole macular degeneration? Macular degeneration is the number one cause of blindness. As we age, If we go blind, yes, cataracts can cause vision loss. Glaucoma can cause vision loss. Absolutely, trauma to the eye. But macular degeneration is the number one cause of age-related vision loss. And a lot of us end up getting this. And there's a couple different types. You got the dry macular degeneration, where basically the macula or the back of the eye, it just kind of starts to dry and deteriorate. It's kind of an aging, you know, related issue. But then you got the wet macular degeneration, where you get leaky blood vessels, you get swelling in the back of the eye, and that's a little bit more dangerous, a little bit more quick in terms of your visual loss. Now, when you have macular degeneration, sometimes you don't immediately go from zero to blind. You know, you could be legally blind. You could still see, but you get this haziness. You may need more light. You may have more blurriness. You may have some difficulty recognizing faces. You may actually get like a blind spot. A blind spot, and that's because of the macula in the back of the eye. And then sometimes you can even get little hallucinations of little shapes. I mean, don't worry, that's not schizophrenia. That could be the eyes. But what they're saying is they noticed in this one study that of 839 people who took aspirin each day, 36% had an advanced form of the wet kind of macular degeneration, the wet kind. About 4 out of every 100 aspirin users. So they're like, okay, wait a second here. Maybe aspirin is causing more blood. Remember, the wet macular degeneration is when you have the blood vessels in the back of the eye leak. Now, what does aspirin do? Aspirin is a blood thinner. Okay? You know, if you're taking aspirin every day, you may bleed a little easier, which is why before surgery, we tell you to not take aspirin. We actually had a show once of medicines you shouldn't take before surgery. I probably should revisit that again. That was a good topic. Notice I don't think it was a good show. I don't know if people thought it was a good show, but it was a good topic, okay? You know, I need to work on it to make it sound like a good show. So this is a small study, okay? I don't want anybody stopping their aspirin, all right? Because we know heart disease is a lot more prevalent than macular degeneration. But you wonder if maybe the leaky vessels could be due to the aspirin. But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? Many people that live long enough to get macular degeneration of the eye outlived having heart disease. And most of the people who outlived heart disease were taking aspirin. So you see, I mean, this could all be coincidental. I mean, how many of you all take aspirin? I bet 50% of you, 50% of you are already on a baby aspirin that's listening to me right now because your doctor told you to take, well, maybe even more. So you get these studies and you're like, well, you know, do I want to scare everybody? Because I got to tell you, I mean, the difference between me and a lot of like shows that are good, is, I mean, you know, they get these headlines that scare you. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, cell phones are cancer. Ah, you know, you're supposed to grab people. And I mean, but I don't want to worry people because if I have people drop, you know, their aspirin use, all because they think they're going to go blind, I'm doing them a disservice. My job is to look at all these things and just kind of sift it out, you know, just wipe off the, you know when a donut falls in dog poop, right? And you guys really want to get the donut. My job is to take off the dog poop. That's my job, okay? I'm a doctor. I went to medical school. I have to read these articles. I have to look at them. I have to look at these cross-sectional analyses and look at the N number and the R number and, you know, the standard deviations. You don't have to. Your job is just to listen to my show and kind of get the cliff-noted version of what these studies mean. All right? But what I think really is crucial about listening to my show, one is it keeps me on air. That's very crucial. But number two is sometimes these little tidbits add up. When I was getting articles and I was getting information that estrogen and postmenopausal hormone replacement therapy was linked to heart attacks back in the 90s, nobody listened to me. You know, and everyone's like, Dahlia, there's only one study. There's so many more studies saying it's okay. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, one person dies, it's kind of big. And then, of course, you know, more and more studies came out and racked up. So sometimes these little studies, we really shouldn't poo-poo, no pun intended, you know, with that whole donut poo-poo image thing. Because sometimes when you add all these things together and all these little studies up, it's like, okay, wait a second, something could be up. Okay, so what do I recommend? Any of you guys taking aspirin, actually any of you over 40 years old should really be seeing an eye doctor. We've talked about this. You should really be seeing an eye doctor once a year. Okay? Yeah, but I have two eyes. Okay, well, then have both eyes checked once a year or one eye every 6 months. But you need to see an eye doctor. All right. Talk to them about the whole aspirin thing. I mean, talk to them. Now, okay, what else causes this macular degeneration? Well, we talked about age. All right. Macular degeneration usually starts after age 60. Of course, if there's a family history of macular degeneration and blindness, usually white females are more at risk than males or other races. Now, smoking cigarettes. Smoking increases your risk of macular degeneration. Remember, it's like a drying. It's like an aging, drying type process of the back of your eye. Smoking dries out. Plus, it damages vessels, so you don't get very healthy oxygenation to the back of your eye. Of course, obesity is a risk factor. You know, if you don't really have a good diet, you know how they keep on saying you need to have a good diet, you need to have your vitamin A, your vitamin E, fish oil to prevent macular degeneration. It's all diet. Diet's really, really important. You know, by the way, I got an email over the weekend asking about, you know, why I'm bringing up medications and, you know, why aren't I bringing up diet as forefront? I mean, diet, let me just as a disclaimer right now. If I forget to say diet and exercise, right, as I'm talking about medications, let's just put it out there right now. All right, diet and exercise is always first. Always first. Yes, I like cholesterol medications. Yes, I like some of the diabetic medications. I think medications definitely have its place. But diet and exercise first. I may not always say diet and exercise in every show, but no, I am pro diet and exercise. Absolutely. All right. So if you think you have macular degeneration, like I said, it could be a little blurry vision, a little hazy. You may not be able to recognize my face. Like some of you are looking at the radio right now and you can't see what I look like. That could be macular degeneration. Go to the eye doctor, get yourself checked. In the meantime, a diet rich in vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A, important. Zinc helps. Fish oil helps. Make sure you have good grains. Make sure you keep your weight down and stop the smoking. You need to stop the smoking. Very important. All right. Okay, that was macular degeneration in 7 minutes. Not too shabby, huh, guys? See, I gotta tell you, when you guys listen to my show, you guys could probably get a medical degree. All right, other studies that we talked about on my show that you might have missed during certain hours is 3 eggs a week may increase a man's chance of getting prostate cancer. 3 eggs a week. Experts claim that men who consume more than 2.5 on a weekly basis were 81% more likely to be killed by prostate cancer. Now, what they're saying is eggs and cholesterol-rich foods may worsen the advanced form and the aggressive form of prostate cancer. But in another related study, they found that taking statin medications and cholesterol medications can lower your risk of aggressive prostate cancer. So when you look at these two studies, you think, huh, I guess maybe cholesterol and diet has something to do with prostate cancer. Now, here's the problem. 3 eggs a week. I mean, you know, you decide to go out to breakfast. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So this is the buffet capital of the world. And I got to tell you, I scoop those eggs. I like my eggs. I mix the potatoes in there. I add pepper. Then my kids like to add ketchup in my eggs, and I don't like the ketchup in my eggs, and I got to go back up, and I got to get another scoop. And I like the eggs that come out as a brick. You know, I don't know if those are the fake eggs. Those are my favorite because I don't like wet, runny eggs. I like eggs where you could stick your fork into it like a steak. That's how I like my eggs. And I got to tell you, 3 eggs doesn't take much for 3 eggs to fill up a scooper. Okay, or if you cook eggs at home. Now, that's just 3 eggs a week, they're saying. How many of you eat eggs? How many of you eat eggs every day? I mean, you know, we were talking about this on my show over the weekend, and we were saying, you know, men, that's a man's breakfast. You know, women, they kind of, you know, mess around with the grapefruit, you know, have a little spot of oatmeal. But men like their eggs. That's how men eat. Bacon. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Now, this is interesting. In the news today, they're talking about a fat tax in Denmark, where in Denmark, they're actually taxing foods, any foods that have more than a 2.3% saturated fat content. That's not much. And it is the world's first fat food tax. They're going to tax butter, milk, cheese, pizza, oils, meats, hamburgers, etc. So it averages to $6.27 per pound in American money of saturated fat. That equals maybe about like 12 cents they're going to add to a bag of chips, 40 cents to a package of butter, 40 cents to a price of a hamburger. And this could definitely add up, but they're saying that this fat tax in Denmark isn't aimed at curbing obesity. In fact, the obesity rate in Denmark is kind of low. It's, less than 14%. It's not like it is over here in the States, but Denmark lags in life expectancy. So what they want to do is improve lifespan. So they're doing this fat food tax, and we'll see how it goes. Interesting. Here's the thing. We've talked about taxing foods. When you want a cupcake, you're going to get that cupcake. Already I see such a disparity in prices. There's a bakery in town, really nice bakery, but their cupcakes are like $3 a pop. Cupcakes used to be cheap. Remember bake sales? Bake sales, you could get a cupcake for 25 cents. I would not spend $2.99 on a cupcake. But then again, if you think about it, if you go to a restaurant and order dessert, dessert's already $8, $9 at a restaurant. So, I think a lot of people aren't going to notice the extra 15, 20 cents in tax. I just think food now, things are so expensive. All right, let's go to some of your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Stephen from Iowa, he's a trucker from Iowa. Good. Dr. Dahlia, I was wondering if you could settle an argument between me and my wife. I don't know how it came up, but my wife was shocked to learn that I don't use soap and a wash rag to clean my feet in the shower. My thought is that all the soap and water run down over your feet anyway, thus cleaning them. My feet don't smell, and I have no other issues with my feet. She thinks it can't possibly be clean without a wash rag. Who is right? Or is the bigger issue she hadn't noticed for 17 years, so why now? Thanks for all you do. Okay, Stephen, I gotta agree with the wife. Of course you need a rag. Running water helps, but you need to scrub in between your toes. You need to get under your nails. You see, we women, we go in for pedicures. And, for those of us that, I'm kind of cheap, so I don't go in for pedicures as often as I should. And when you go in for pedicures, they scrub those feet because you get dirt on your heels, you get old dry skin, they want to exfoliate, and then they dig into your toenails. Now, I wear black socks. I wear my husband's cotton socks to work. Of course, hopefully the clean ones. I never like to grab the dirty ones, on the floor of the bedroom. But, so I have pieces of black sock underneath my toes. You got to get that out because that harbors bacteria. It harbors infection. So, yes, but here's the thing. I know why a lot of you don't wash your feet in the shower. It's very hard to do. You'll fall over. Has any of you tried to lift up your foot to wash your foot? Then you go off balance and you fall, and nobody wants to be found in the shower naked. So a lot of people just go, I'll just splash around, by the drain, and it'll get cleaned. No, not good enough. Not good enough. I really recommend to a lot of people to get a chair in the shower. And I know people are like, what? That's for old people. No, it's not for old people. It's for all of us. Because we do. We fall down in the shower all the time. Why don't you sit? Of course, you got to make sure the chair doesn't get mold later and you got to clean it off and take it out of the shower. But honestly, guys, it's simple. Put a chair in the shower. Just, of course, get up from the chair when you got to kind of clean your tushy and stuff. Not to be too graphic. But really, I don't understand why people don't do this. You get a chair, this way you could sit, you could wash your feet, you could get to areas you need to wash. When you wash your hair, you don't fall over. We've talked about dizziness and how as we age, when we get over 40, we start to have more issues with our vestibular system. And how many of you, when you put your head down to wash your hair, or you lean back to get the water and wash off the soap, you get dizzy? A lot of us fall in the shower. It's very simple if you sat down. Just get one of those chairs that have something that you could kind of push up, make sure it's not going to slip, and I just think it's a good idea, okay? All right, and I hate to, side with, the wife. I like to usually side with the people that spend the time emailing me, but your wife is right. I wonder if this is my husband pretending, because I think I've had this conversation. No, they've been married 17 years. We haven't. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email is at drdahlia.com, D-R-D-A-L. IAH.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, also in the news this week, we talked about over the weekend, was we need to reconsider how we're putting our kids and grandkids in the car. Right now, the American Academy of Pediatrics wants kids in rear-facing car seats until age two. Now, remember how happy you were when you were able to move, you know, switch your kid when he was 6 months old to, you know, forward facing so then you could keep an eye on him with the rearview mirror? They say, it's too dangerous. They say there's too many kids, underweight and not of the proper weight and not properly restrained that they want rear facing seats because it's safer for them. And apparently they say when a child's sitting in a rear-facing seat, the stopping forces, when you slam on the brakes, are spread out over their entire back. And the back of the car seat is a cushion for the child, obviously. Yet in the forward-facing position, all the crash forces then focus on the body and the face. So they say to flip the kid around. The only thing for those of you that were, this is kind of, you know, new, it's really hard because your kid is going to complain. I mean, my kids definitely made things well known as soon as they could make sounds and know that I could understand the sounds. I mean, they would just start, rah, you know, growling, and they may growl, but, you know, safety first. But gosh, 2 years old seems kind of big. I mean, my kids at 2 years old were huge. They were like big 2 year olds, and then they didn't gain weight. Then they stayed the same weight from 2 to 3. It was weird. They got big and then they stopped growing. And the doctor's like, what's wrong with them? I go, I don't know. Do you know what's wrong with them? All right. Now, speaking of kids, here's another interesting study that came out today. They said there may be a link with anesthesia and kids getting surgeries to learning disabilities. They said kids who undergo general anesthesia and have multiple surgeries before age two may have learning disabilities when they get to school. Now, researchers at the Mayo Clinic studied thousands of adults born in the late 70s, early 80s, and then they looked at their learning habits. And those that said they had, you know, at least a couple surgeries before age two. Now, what type of surgeries could you have before age two? Well, if you're premature and you have some issues, yes, there's a chance that you might have had general anesthesia and some sort of surgery. So that could, you know, be understandable, you know, premature. But you have some people where, you know, the little babies, they get dactylocystitis or they get a clogged duct, tear duct, and they have to get some anesthesia and get that done, or tubes in the ears, or tonsils taken out. So there's a lot of different issues where a child may need to a hernia or a testicle that didn't descend. And you start to add some of these up, they think that some of the anesthesia could mess with the brain and then cause a learning disability. So it's something to look at. But, you know, I wonder, the one thing I'm noticing with kids is not all kids can learn the same. We've talked about this with children and learning. I mean, I see that right now with my children and their friends. You know, you know, teachers stand up there in the front of the class, they give a textbook, they do a learning style, and they expect everybody to learn the same. And, yes, that's probably how we've done it for centuries, but I see even my kids, you need to show them in a certain way how to do things. They don't have a learning disability. They just need to be presented information a different way. So then you almost wonder, are they over-diagnosing learning disabilities? So, I mean, all right. So when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
We are back. You know, I'm looking at this. William Shatner turns 80. Did you, or maybe he's already 80 years old. I had no idea. He looks good. Of course, you know, y'all remember him from Star Trek. Very, very handsome, very sexy. Now he does all those, I don't know if it's Priceline commercials. Well, I forget what they're called. I think it's called Priceline. I didn't know he was 80 years old. Dang, he looks great. He looks good. Interesting, huh? I just saw that. Now, you know, something else that's also interesting is we had a caller last week ask about, you know, with this whole listeria outbreak and the cantaloupes, why is it cantaloupes? Why is it not other melons? Are other melons involved? And then right after that, there was a lettuce outbreak, and so lettuce was then recalled for listeria. I forget which company. And, you know, that there, honestly, every week there's something going on. I think there was another now salmonella issue with packaged salads. I just can't keep track anymore. But she brought up a good question that I never really got a chance to answer. Cantaloupes are very rough around the edges rather than watermelon and honeydew. You notice that honeydew, watermelon, very, very smooth. Well, cantaloupe, very rough around the edges. So apparently cantaloupe can house more bacteria in its little divot. I didn't think about that, but that's what a lot of scientists have been saying. They also say, which is a little counterintuitive, but bear with me on this, fruit that doesn't need to be washed introduces bacteria less. All right. They say, depending on where cantaloupe is grown, like if it's grown in the deep south, there's a lot of mud. So they need to wash off the cantaloupe. And when you wash the cantaloupe and then you put it next to other cantaloupes that are packaged, there's more of a way to introduce bacteria than cantaloupe grown in California and Arizona's dry deserts where they're watered in drip irrigation. They're relatively clean, so they don't have to be washed before shipped. So you put all of them together, you ship them. That's supposedly less unhealthy than having to wash and spray down the fruit and then package them together. Isn't that interesting? And I don't know if it's because of the water they use. I don't know if it's because the water helps harbor some of it that doesn't get washed off, harbors the listeria. I don't know. But I hope that answers your question, whoever asked why it's not honeydews and watermelon. It's just the cantaloupe. It's because of the rough edges. Interesting stuff. Okay. Now, more news about smoking. Researchers have found that if you smoke, if you're going to get a stroke, you're going to get it 10 years younger than if you didn't stroke. They found that the average age of stroke patients in this one particular study was 58 years old. 58 is young. Wow. This is the team from the University of Ottawa in Canada found that smokers who have a minor stroke are 10 times more likely to then go on and have a major stroke. So even if you get a minor stroke and you smoke, you are more at risk for getting a major stroke. Now, we've talked about smoking. Smoking clogs the arteries. It's very thrombogenic. It causes a lot of carotid plaquing and coronary plaquing. Coronary are the arteries to your heart. Carotid are the arteries that go up to the neck. And when you get little pieces of the plaquing break off, they can cause blockages of blood going to the brain, and then we call those thrombotic strokes. The hemorrhagic strokes are where you have a bleed to the brain, and then you bleed. Those things are a lot more difficult to fix in the ER setting, whereas a thrombotic stroke, if we get to you early enough, if you get to the ER early enough, call 911 early enough, we could do thrombolytic agents, reduce the clot, hopefully, in time. Some people, unfortunately, we just heard of a very young woman in her 40s die of a massive stroke. I don't know what her risk factors were. She worked for I don't want to go into too much detail, but very young lady, only in her 40s, and sometimes it just, when you're not expecting it. So please, if any of you smoke, that's a no-no, stop it, okay? Well, I know we keep talking about smoking, and I know it's hard. I know it's hard to tell you guys to stop. I get this. I mean, if I smoked, I don't think I could stop that easily. I understand the nicotine addiction. It's got to be very difficult, but remember, 58 is way too young. Now, apparently a Louisiana hospital thinks they know how to prevent their workers from smoking. They have a ban to ban the odor of smoke on workers' clothes. So even if you don't smoke, you cannot walk into work with a smell of smoke on you. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital in Alexandria, that's Louisiana, will implement an anti-tobacco policy for its entire campus starting July 1 of next year, expanding the policy put in place 2 years ago for employees of women and children's areas. What they want is to decrease the third-degree smoke, the third-hand smoke. Remember we talked about second-hand smoke is where you sit next to a smoker. First-hand smoke is when you're doing the smoking yourself. Third-hand smoke is when you have it on your clothes, and have it on your drapes. Remember we were talking about the radioactive material that was found in cigarettes? Well, ladies in the maternity ward can pick this up. So hospital officials want to aim to reduce patients and employees' exposures to these toxins that linger in the fabrics, known as third-hand smoke, this says. And, they do believe that it starts to already cause changes in these kids' and infants' brains early on. And, nurses, they'll pick up the baby, they'll carry him, they'll try, even though we're supposed to put them in their little, plastic bassinet, the nurses, of course, they love to pick up the babies. But if you smell a smoke, that could be dangerous. The babies are picking it up. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. So you can't work there if you smell a smoke. Interesting stuff, okay? Also in the news I want to talk about really quickly is there's a new drug that may stop your hair from turning gray. This is interesting. People are going to be taking this like a dietary supplement, like a vitamin, and it may be out on the market in 4 years. Apparently, this pill contains a fruit extract that mimics a chemical called tyrosine-related protein 2, called TRP2. Now, TRP2 starts to wane as we age, and it prevents the hair from keeping its color. What this medication would do, or this supplement would do, is prevent this from aging in 30-plus people. You'd have to institute it before you start to age and turn gray for it to work, because once the hair follicle, once you turn gray, that's it. So this is going to be fabulous if they're able to prevent gray hair. Now, they show pictures of Richard Gere. They show pictures of George Clooney. I think they look good gray. I really do. I think a lot of people look better gray. I thought Harrison Ford was the hottest when he was starting to gray in the Indiana Jones movies, right? Han Solo, he looked okay, but I really like, and Gandalf the gray. How are they going to do Gandalf the gray or Gandalf the white if they have this? It's going to ruin all the Lord of the Rings Hobbit movies. I don't know what they're going to do. But interesting that they're able to do that. Again, I don't like it when people mess with aging, though. I feel like when you mess with nature will get bit in the butt. Okay, most of we are on for 3 hours. I may only be on for an hour in your respective affiliates, but we are on GCN Live for 3 hours from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday, and from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. For those of you that want to stick around for the next hour, we're going to be talking about how ER, emergency room in Washington State, they're going to be now turning away Medicaid patients if they've had more than 3 ER visits. Apparently, Medicaid is getting exhausted, and they want to limit the amount of emergency room visits Medicaid recipients are utilizing. And they want to limit it to 3, and we'll talk about which medical conditions are going to prevent you from using those. Also, there's an operation, a lot of you that had to have angiograms to get the heart unblocked when you had a blocked coronary to put in a stent. They can possibly now start doing this through the wrist instead of the leg. If they could do it through the wrist, easier post-op time, easier time for you to run around and do what you need to do. That'll be good. Plus, they found that a very common blood pressure medication, beta blockers that we use for blood pressure, actually has been found to slow down the spread of breast cancer. Crazy. I don't know how, but we got to talk about it. So as you can see, a great next hour coming up for those of you that could tune in. If not, of course, we are up on archives. Please visit GCNLive.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge quality assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.